Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, B. Who do we have on the line? 3518?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. This is Darlene. I'm sorry. I apologize. When you said the last numbers, I'm thinking of my house phone. Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Great job at the awards last night.
Wasn't it beautiful?
It was really nice. Is that the first time you had it there? Yeah, that's better than the other place.
Oh yeah, This place was much bigger. It was a bigger venue.
Yeah.
It was more space, more room. Of course, they had access to the kitchen, where at the old place they didn't have access to the kitchen. So that made everything, I think, really great for them to have that kind of access. But it was just a really beautiful award.
And the parking too was good.
The parking,
plenty of parking.
Much better. Yeah, with plenty of parking. I don't know if you remember this, but last year we actually had it booked at this place, but that building on the left was under construction. So even though the construction wasn't going on in this part, they didn't allow us to come because the construction equipment was still all over the parking lot. So it was a safety risk to have. Yeah, remember that? So we actually had it booked there, but then we had to cancel and find a new venue. So I was really happy that the construction was over.
It was done.
And we were able to go back there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because last time I went was in 2014, and that was at that other place there on that Main Street. But, place has, and then the lighting was better too, because I remember the other place being kind of dark.
Yes, it was. It really was.
Yeah.
But I was.
Hi, Wendy's on the call.
Hi.
Hey, Wendy.
Hi. I'm agreeing with you, folks. This is a much, much better place. It turned out well.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was so happy for all the honorees. I was really happy for the others, but Mikhail, oh my goodness, I so enjoyed his performance.
His performance was awesome, he was good. And the DJ, and the band was good.
Oh yes, and the young lady who sang with the band. Beautiful voice.
I think we're gonna be
watching Mikhail for a whole lot of years, just going up and up.
Yeah, he might take off.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, he seems good.
You say you knew him when, right? He's on TV.
We can say we knew him when. Yes, when he's on TV. We'll always be able to say he gave him his first award. So when he's accepting his Oscars and his Grammys, he can say, well, Spirit of a Dove gave me the first one.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was
awesome. That was great. Yeah, I liked your picture, Darlene, on Twitter. I don't know if you noticed that.
I was on Twitter earlier, and I have to get back on there because I'm gonna update my show. Oh yes, I sure did. I tweeted a picture of Marisa that was there with us yesterday, new member of Spirit of a Dove, sweet young lady. Oh my goodness,
she's a new member, sweet.
Yeah, she's a new member.
Did she win an award?
She didn't win an award. She came.
Okay.
This is her. She just joined us like 2 weeks ago. Last week was her first time on the call.
I think it may have been last week was her first time.
Yeah, last week was her first time. And then we told her all about the show. And then her and I had talked on the phone again, and she said, you know what, I'm coming to that show, because I originally connected with her. She just wanted to advertise with her because she had a conference coming up in April, and she wanted to advertise with her. And the more I started talking about it, she said, I'm coming. So she not only came, but she came ready to pull up her sleeves and work, and I was just so thankful, you know, that we had so many hands.
I was saying, Darlene, that it was quite a few people picked up the forms on the way out, too.
Yes, yes.
So that was good to see after the old delivery. Go ahead, Sean.
Oh, is she the one that's having the gold? Someone, like, sent out something about a gold party?
No, actually, that's me. I'm having
a gold party.
No, that's okay. I'm glad you mentioned it. So thank you for allowing me to talk about my gold party on your show. It's going to be the 22nd. And what? Yeah, 22nd at my home. The cash for gold parties are basically, it's like a demonstration, but the lady is a gold buyer. She comes to your home with her scale and everything. She weighs your gold, and she gives you, she pays you cash for your gold. So it would be just like if you went to a jewelry store and you had some
old broken change.
Yeah. Twisted chain. Sometimes you might have one earring that, you know, you lost the other one years ago. And she'll weigh your gold and buy it if you have any old gold. So if you or anyone you know, Sean, has old gold and you don't need it, you don't want it. In my case, I had just a bunch of old stuff in the bottom of my jewelry box. And I have
some gold chains. I don't know what I did with them, though, to be honest with you.
Yeah, dig in your drawers and your cabinets. You'd be surprised what you find. When I started digging in the jewelry box, all this stuff was in the bottom, and I found stuff that I totally forgot about. I didn't even know I had it in there. So I'm glad I started searching for it. But that's what it is. That's what the cash for gold parties are. A lot of people are doing that. You know, so you've heard about mine, now you're coming 30 years more.
I didn't know if it was something, you know, you could, if you could buy gold or if it was they're paying for your gold. So I guess it's they're paying for your gold.
Yes. They're buying your gold. That is correct.
You ever think of having a party for people that want to buy gold, like as an investment?
No, I actually never thought of that. I don't even know if there are people that are, you know, buyers that do that. I don't know. I've never gone to a party like that, but it could be something that's out there.
Yeah, I read a little about, you know, well, not about the parties, but about the, you know, we're investing in gold. You can invest in, like, physical gold, like either coins or bullions. Or you can, like, invest in, like a gold stock or, like, ETFs. Or you don't actually hold the gold, but you have a stock against it. It's kind of, it's kind of like, I guess you could say it's like a stock, but it's like it's backed by gold, like the price of gold. So if it goes up, then your investment goes up. If it goes down, a lot of people like to invest in gold when, like, the interest rates are down on the dollar, like it kind of is now, and you have, like, a stalled economic growth. It's not growing in the stocks. They're going down. So a lot of people stick their money in gold because that's usually when gold appreciates. So it's just a way to hedge your investment. Yeah.
That's great. I have heard of that. I've heard of people investing in gold. I've never done it, but I have heard of that.
That hedge against inflation and, you know, protect the value of your money and, you know, whatever. But that would be interesting. I'd like to see if anyone's doing that. Or if not, maybe we could do that if anyone's interested. I don't know. But I know gold's not cheap, though. It's like $1,000 an ounce or something.
Like $1,700 or something like that. When she bought mine, she told me the price.
Yeah. Was it up to 1,700? That's pretty much.
I think when she I actually went to a friend that was sitting there. Her and her husband was sitting there next to me.
Yeah.
I went to her gold party, and when she bought my gold, she did tell me the price, and I remember it being like $1,600 or $1,700 at the time.
Well, it could have been. I mean, it does. It goes up and down depending on.
Yes.
So in my, because I think I was listening to Bloomberg Radio.
I can't take anything. I had to bring. I said, darling, I can't even take anything
gold
we might have here.
What about those gold buckets you have in the backyard buried?
No, definitely no gold nuggets, but might have some bunch of broken chains or something like that. Yeah.
Had to put out a search party.
Yes. Everybody starts searching your drawers, searching all your places where you would stash that.
So when is this party that you're having again?
It's on a Friday, April 22nd. And Wenda will be there. Wenda's going to be there. She's going to tell everybody about her Cascade cart, which I need to go online and get mine. She's going to be
telling us.
Hey,
darling, you'll get it eventually.
I will. I'm definitely going to get it. I need it, but I wanted to get it before the 22nd so I can tell everybody how I got it and how it works.
Another lady that I was sitting with,
you've been so busy. I understand.
Yes. I'm sorry, Sean. I didn't hear you. Say that again.
Oh, I was going to say another lady that I was, the lady that I was sitting with at the award show yesterday. She was telling me about the Cascade card. I think her name's Sandra Wilkes.
Yes.
She's the one who introduced me.
She was telling me about it.
She's very nice. But we're supporting her also when we support Wenda. But Wenda was kind enough to share it with me, so I want to make sure I support Wenda.
Right.
Oh, believe it or not, Sandra was telling me, I don't know what kind of check she got, but she said she got paid for hers.
Wonderful.
So it does, and I know it does work.
So what is it?
I was going to say the same thing. Why don't you tell him what it is and how it works while we're on the call? I'm sorry, we're bombarding your show, Sean. I didn't know what your topic was going to be tonight.
I was just going to talk. Well, this is kind of up my alley because I was talking about it's about investing, so this is all about investment. So that's part of the show.
Okay. Wonderful.
Like I said, someone introduced me to the Cascade card. But basically, it's a prepaid MasterCard, and it works a little bit. It's a safer card to use than a credit card. On the card, it will say debit, but when you go to use it, you say credit, and that way you don't have to give them your number. And you just put money into your Cascade account, and they have various ways you can put it in there, transfer money into it. Like, I just actually had my little paycheck put directly into my Cascade card so that when I go spend money, I just take it out of that account. But if I want to transfer money back to my checking account, I can do that as well. The reason I decided that was a better way for me to do it is because when you take it from your checking account to Cascade account, it was taking too many days. It takes like 3 to 5 days to transfer it.
Right.
In the meantime, I want to use the card, and I don't have the money there, so I found it better to let them put my paycheck right into my Cascade. Then that way, I don't, because you can go to various stores. They have many, many locations you can do it at, but then you're going to have to pay. And I didn't want to pay, so it was safer, better for me. But the main thing is you don't have to go around doing a whole lot of hard work. You just refer people, like pass out the little card like I did, Darlene. Refer people, let them go check out the 6-minute video. And they, you know, in turn can join. It will cost $6.99, but every now and then they have a free period. And that's when I join.
Mm-hmm.
And in time, they claim that we won't be, a lot of stores won't be taking cash because people are getting tired of being robbed. But with the, when you have that card, it eliminates carrying cash around your pocket. And the other nice thing about it, you don't have to give out your credit card number, because this card only works if you have money in there, you know, in the account. If you don't have the money in the account, well, it's not going to work. So that way it helps keep you from overspending as well as protecting your credit.
And now, do you get paid every time you use it, or is it for the referrals?
Well, with referrals, you each month you put in, you pay at least $350, all right? Which is very easy to do. I can't believe it. I'm always over the $350 more. But then when you refer two or three other people, and after two or three months, then you start getting, as long as they're, you know, working their part, referring two people, then they in turn do get paid just like you get paid, start getting paid. So, to me, it sounds so easy working. Go ahead, Debbie.
Can I ask you a quick question, Wendy? Darlene, the $350,
yes.
Are we saying $350 or $3.50?
Oh, I'm sorry, $350.
$350.
Most of us do that, yes. We're shopping and paying our electric bills and every gas bills and all that stuff, utility bills and all
that. Let me see if I understand you. So you have to keep a minimum of $350 in your account?
Oh, no. That's what you put, you know, spend a month.
Oh, okay.
You can spend more.
But
you can spend less or more, but it's better.
But you have to spend at least a minimum of $350 a month. Is that what you're saying?
Unless I'm telling you wrong, that's why I understood. But I can double check that, too.
Yeah, double check
but
that.
But, you know, you don't have to, but it's just work.
I thought you could spend whatever you put in. I didn't know you had to spend a certain amount.
No, I might be mixing, twisting you up. That's if you wanted to get paid. But no, if you just, whatever you have in there, you can spend. And that's,
what?
You know, like I said, it's your card and it's your money. That's just an option you have.
Okay.
Am I making sense to you? That's just an added option. No, you can just use the card.
So the other option is for people who are, who is, I guess, a representative, I guess.
If you want to use it as an opportunity to earn extra.
Mm-hmm.
You can just use it as a prepaid card. Go ahead.
You know how, like, you have regular credit cards, well, whatever you spend that month, they'll give you cash back, you know, a certain percentage of your purchases. Like, I know one of the cards will give you 5% cash back. So when you put your money on the card and then you spend it on whatever you're going to use it on, is there cash back payments put in your account on your card you spent that month?
Well, not in that way, no. Like I said, that's when you refer other people.
Because
I looked at some of the other ones, too, for the percentage back. But in comparing, I think I came up with Cascade was a better amount for me, that you can get back.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And all that's explained to you, you know, when you go into the account with the video, and then they have the questions and answers section. And the other thing I liked about it, because I have to get myself updated on this part, though, what's it called? I think it's, you can move up a level when you spend more than $350. Diamond status. Diamond status, you know, helps when you reach that status, you can earn even more, which Darlene and I intend to be well informed with that status, too, when I come to your house, okay?
Oh, okay, wonderful. Yeah.
So it depends on, you know, if you just want to use it as a protection for your credit card, and then you still have the option of referring other people. And what Saunders found out himself, that people do like the fact that they don't have to put out their credit card number. I was talking to a lady yesterday who was selling the jewelry, and she was interested in that because she said she don't give out her credit card number. So, to me, it has a lot of benefits.
Yeah, I like the one of the things I liked when you first introduced me to it was not giving out my regular bank account numbers and my bank account cards, because I prefer.
That's what
to
I like too, Darlene.
Yeah, I prefer to use a card that, like you said, I'm going to put on it the money that I'm going to spend. So if I put that card online, I know somebody can't get my numbers offline and go do something with it, because there's not going to be anything in there. Like, once I put it in there, I'm going to use it for myself, you know.
Well,
so,
see, that's how I am. I don't keep no extra in there. I just put it in there as I'm using it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's something else I wanted to say.
You mentioned it.
I
like
forget
only
that clip, but I'm going to have, I'm gonna have more information together. I've been getting it together. So I can get information.
You
oh, I know. They have calls that you can go on and listen to. And the one thing, another thing I like about their calls, they keep them 2.5 hours short, and that's it. When they get to 5:00, okay, we're getting off this call. They don't keep you on there. They just let you go. To me, that's nice. And then one day, I think it might be now every other week or whenever they can do it, they have a call where you can come on and ask questions. So.
Oh, okay.
More and more people getting on it. So.
You mentioned like certain stores, like so many stores are going to accept it or?
Wherever they accept MasterCard.
Oh, really? Okay.
So yeah, so it's not limited. Yeah, and I'll be surprised in the stores I'm using it in. Paying my, some of my bills with it, you know, I'm surprised.
Right.
That's great.
Right. Yeah.
Now, what she had said, Sean, was that there, you know, will probably come a day when stores will only accept credit cards as opposed to cash, because stores are tired of getting robbed. And I can see that. I can see businesses wanting to use only electronic forms of payment, because if they're using electronic forms of payment, there's no money, you know, being exchanged.
Yeah.
So there's no cash just sitting around, you know, the store for somebody to try to come in and take. And you know, when you think of the businesses like Uber and Lyft, people are taking these rides, but no money is exchanged between the individual and the passenger.
It's all done.
It's all done through their website. You know, so you when your money for your ride is coming out of your account, so there's no cash exchange in hand. So that leaves it safer for the driver, because people who take these modes of transportation, they know that this driver is not riding around with hundreds of dollars in his pocket. So that's one thing I like about that. And I can see other businesses moving to that model, because it's just really sad, you know, that you have people with a taker mindset, that you just want to take what somebody else has.
Yes. That's sad, I think, too, really.
Yeah, I mean, it does kind of concern me a little bit if they, I mean, they could completely get rid of cash then. Stores don't accept it anymore. And I've already heard they stopped printing certain denominations. Like, you can't, you know, they stopped printing, like, $1,000 and $500 bills because people don't use them that often, I think I heard. So they can probably get rid of just all money, period, and have everything electronic. But then if something happens with the power or something and you don't have any means to pay or get money or anything like that, and who knows if they're going to ask for you something. Like, that's the only thing. I can see that them getting rid of physical money altogether if they could.
Right.
It probably
would
be cheaper. They must have paid. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, Sean, that makes a lot of sense, because you think about it, the amount of money that the government will spend to print $500 bills and $1,000 bills.
Yeah.
I've never, ever in my life carried around $1,000 bills and $500 bills.
But
you think about, if the government is spending money to print that currency, when, what mm-hmm. situation is the person going to use it? Stores don't even accept over $100 bills. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, they don't even, some want to take
$100. Some of them, right, some of them going, right, don't even want to take, they don't even want to take $50 bills. Then, you know,
I know, I was in a store and they wouldn't take it.
Say that again?
And think of that. I was in the bank and they asked me, did it matter? And I said no. And then I went to get, give them money. So I went to another store, transfer to cash keys. Then they wouldn't even take my money. I said, oh my goodness, I didn't even think about the store not taking the money, the $100 bill.
Oh, right. They
so I had to go back to the bank and break it down and go back to the store again. I said, oh my goodness.
And get 20.
I learned,
yeah.
I learned the hard way. But never even dawned on me that they wouldn't take it, but they wouldn't take it.
Yeah, it depends on what kind of business it is. Small businesses won't take it. Yeah, gas stations, local stores won't take it. Now, big stores,
like a car dealership or a computer or something, they would take it because they have stuff that costs that much. That
oh, yeah, yeah. Places like that would take it.
Yeah.
But would they take a $500 bill and a $1,000 bill?
I doubt it.
You know, I don't know because I've never had the pleasure of having to have $1,000 transactions where I actually had $1,000 bills in my hand. So
yes.
Yeah.
Well, same here, darling. Same here.
Well, if I have a gold party and you buy some gold, then we'll take $1,000. So now it's a goal is at $1,700, as you said.
But you'll probably get that in 20s or 50s or 100.
Yeah.
Did you know
you
can, I just found this out today. I was at the bank. You can take a picture of your check and deposit it in your bank account. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
you
can do that.
Yeah, you have to have the app
it.
On your phone. I didn't even.
You have to have
yeah.
an app and a smartphone, but
yeah,
you can do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Wells Fargo
today.
Bigger
hey,
banks are like you. I know Wells Fargo does, and there's some others too.
Okay, yeah, QNB, the bank I go to, that's what they do too. Mm-hmm. So I was just behind time.
Hey guys, looks like we have Sean Anderson on the line. How you doing, Sean?
Hi, Sean.
Hey, buddy. How you doing? Good evening, everyone.
Hi. Good evening.
Yeah, we were just talking about the Cascade card and gold party and electronic money.
Things are younger though, hasn't it?
As opposed to walking in a store with a $500 bill or a $1,000 bill, which the government is going to stop printing, I guess, at some point.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
The last bill that they made, it made $400,000, what was it, if I remember. It was something about some gold coins for China. I think they were the they made gold coins for China.
For China, really?
Right. But however, everything is changing now.
Yeah.
You guys ever heard of Bitcoin?
I have heard of Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Isn't that also electronic money?
Yes, it's all electronic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like $400 some dollars. I was going to say, I think the price of one Bitcoin is like $417 right now, just for one. Well, you can buy them in increments. You can buy $10. It would give you like a percentage of a Bitcoin, you know.
Oh, okay.
So it can be, you know, now, even though one Bitcoin.
What are the things that you can do online or do at work or wherever to actually earn Bitcoin? What pays you in Bitcoin?
Of course, very few places actually. I think some place, I'm going to say, I don't know if it was Amazon or eBay, one of them accept Bitcoin for payment. And there was this, I was reading, there's like some, a couple of startup companies that do pay their employees in Bitcoin if they want it, if they request it, I think. But for the most part, you know, there's very few places, you know, that accept it or pay in Bitcoin. At least not on the East Coast. I think it's probably a little bit more popular, like in the West Coast, Silicon Valley area. I think over in China, it's pretty popular because of people trying to get out from underneath the control of the government, controlling the money and everything. So they put their money in Bitcoin because it's hard to trace and, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah,
I've been reading up on it a little bit. It's still, a lot of people are scared to get into it because they're afraid. Because it has a bad misconception to it, because a lot of people that do criminal activity also want to use Bitcoin because it's easy to fly under the radar, because it's not issued by the government, and the government can't see who has what, you know, and can't keep track of it like they can, you know, other types of money from a bank. But, yeah, so that's what's kind of keeping it kind of, you know, underground, because a lot of people are scared to get into it for that reason.
That's why
a lot of people don't accept it or, you know, or even yet, but they're saying, you know, it has potential, because it's hard for, like, someone else. Like, someone can get your bank card, like you're saying, with the Cascade. They can get your card or drain your bank account. With Bitcoin, they can't steal your Bitcoin, because everyone has their unique key, and it's hard to take someone else's Bitcoin like they can, you know, regular money. But yeah, that's one of the and plus there's no fees. You can transfer Bitcoins anywhere in the world, you know, no fees or anything like that. Whereas if you try to wire money to across state, it might cost you like $20 or $30 to send like a couple hundred dollars. Yeah. So that's another attraction to it, I do know. But it's interesting to read about. They call them cryptocurrencies. And basically, I don't understand about it, how they make it. It's like it's made through like a computer program, and supposedly they're only going to make so many of them so that it keeps its value. So I forget how many million are going to make it, and there's going to be no more Bitcoin made. So it's never going to like depreciate in value, because there's only so much of it. It's unlike paper money, the government can't keep printing more of it, diluting the value of your money. So that's another attraction. That's what attracts other people that otherwise would invest in something like gold to escape, you know, the overprinting of the dollar. So that's something to think about.
Awesome.
It's kind of interesting. Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Sean, how's your storytelling been going?
Well, we have a training coming up in May. But right now we're trying to get connected with some Philadelphian faith-based communities, because we are offering free training for the year 2016-2017, and is being funded by the Department of Behavioral Health and Intellectual Disability Services. So, I'm trying to get some connections, or, you know, it's hard for, I'm not saying it's hard, individuals. I mean, lately it's been hard connecting with individuals or faith-based leaders. Some of them don't return your emails or call you back. So, but it's doing pretty good.
So did you get your were you able to get your nonprofit status yet? That go through for you?
Well, that's still, you know, that still takes some time and expenses.
Okay.
Very expensive. So
yeah.
You know, just doing the taxes for that, you know, falling for the taxes, you know, I really have to see a lawyer for that. Sometimes
right.
I'm like, okay, what this pertains to, you know, the language is so different. But that's going to take almost about a good 16 to almost $2,000 to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a work in progress, right?
It is.
Well, that's good. At least you're sticking with it.
Sean, I was going to say, I want to ask you a question about your storytellers. One of the ladies that I work with Philadelphia Fight, and you might even know her. You might have worked with her too, because I know they do coordinate a lot of stuff through the Department of Behavioral Health. But Calynthia Downey, she is the head of faith-based initiatives for Philadelphia Fight, the HIV/AIDS organization in Center City. So each month, Calynthia has a leadership meeting with different faith-based organizations that are working with, you know, to plan an AIDS Education Month, which is coming up in the month of June. There are all kinds of activities. So sometimes at her leadership training, which is attended to by other faith-based, you know, faith leaders, at these trainings, she sometimes have people come in and do a presentation. Calynthia might be somebody that you can email, and I'll send you her email address, that you can email, tell her about your storytellers and your project and what you do and that you work with the Department of Health. And, you know, say, is this something I maybe could come to one of your, you know, leadership, her planning training, she has these planning training sessions at St. John Church in Center City. Or each month they have them. But these trainings are leading up to AIDS Education Month. But that might be something. I mean, we never know. It's worth reaching out to her because
yes.
she works with so many faith-based churches all over the city for HIV and AIDS issues. But one of the things I've always felt with your storytellers is to me, a beautiful way for people, no matter what issues they're facing, behavioral health issues, you know, HIV/AIDS issues, whatever issue you're facing, telling that story, I believe, is a wonderful way to empower people to move on from their place of maybe hurt and destruction and being in that mental state that's not healthy, to move towards a more healthy way of looking at your situation and things. So I think presenting maybe some of your stuff to Calynthia and email, feel free to say, you know, darling, give me your email, because she thought that this might be something that you could use, because we're looking to reach out to faith leaders, and you're already reaching out to faith leaders. But I think Calynthia would like to, with your storytellers, I think would be something she might be interested in for our people, for the, you know, the different things that she's doing.
Yes.
Yeah, so I think I have your email, but let me just make sure I do. And I'll email you Calynthia's email address. And then, you know, you two, you know, hopefully we can connect. But I would, when you contact her, send her some of your, like, you know, your info on what you storytellers do.
Yes.
And
yes,
okay,
so the,
what's your
yes.
email address?
Sanders.
Sanders.
Yes.
Like Bernie Sanders.
Yes. Dot your storytellers.
And you spell that just you are, correct?
That is correct.
You are your story. The storytellers. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
At gmail.com.
So I'm gonna repeat this back, Sean, to make sure I'm spelling it.
I'm gonna make sure you know.
Sanders, S's. I'm sorry, Linda. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry, Thorny.
Linda, were you talking to Sean? Oh, okay.
No, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry.
Okay. S as in Sam, A N D as in David, E R S. Dot U R S T O R Y T E L L E R S at gmail.com.
That is correct.
Okay, great. I'll send it to you tonight.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And if anybody is interested or if having our entity come up to their faith based community, it is a free training, and we're just trying to fill up the calendar, and get the word out, you know. A lot of people not only just to come in and, you know, like, well, what's this about? But you never know. God moves in mysterious ways where he's saving souls also. I just want to add that in.
Amen. Okay.
I'm just curious, what is it? She said this is a pre-training. So what do you charge for, like, the regular training? I'm just curious.
Well, since we're doing it in the faith-based community, so if an entity such as, like, RHD or, say, a community center would like to have the training, our charge is $700. For the training, but we will negotiate. You know, if that sometimes you know, trainings as such as that are steep for people, for, you know, for communities. If they are able to get close to that, then it's all good. We are willing to negotiate. And these free trainings are just free for the Philadelphia counties. If we're able to go out of the Philadelphia County, then we will have to charge, only because that the contract, our contract just states for the Philadelphia area.
Right. Okay. That's cool. Yeah. Before you got on the show, we were also talking about the, I don't know if you know, we had the Spirit Awards for yesterday.
I was at work. I didn't get off of work until 7. I've been working and going to school, trying to figure out when I'm gonna graduate in. I'm gonna get my degree in. But it's not easy going to school at the age of 42.
No, it's hard.
At least you're still moving forward.
It's a lot of work.
It is.
Yeah. There was this one performer there. What was his name? Michael? Was it Michael or Mikkel? How do you pronounce his name?
Mikkel?
Mikkel.
M-Y-K-A-L. Mikkel.
Yeah, he was like an entertainer, like a rapper and singer. He had his own record label. He was really good. And I think you would have enjoyed
good. Gospel rap.
Yeah, and he actually reminded me. I don't know if you remember that one guy you interviewed. This is a couple months ago. You interviewed a guy. I think he had He had like a mobile barbershop.
Oh yeah, he's buying the mic. Yes.
Yeah, he had a record studio and everything. It kind of made me think of him because
as a matter of fact. Yeah, Bonnet Mike. As a matter of fact, I just got finished talking to him, and he asking to come back on, you know. Also,
right,
he wanted
cool.
to do some promotion, so I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Seen him briefly, and he's asking to connect with him on Facebook. His Facebook name is Bionic Mike.
Bionic Mike, okay.
Yes.
I listened to that show, guys. That was a good show. I remember that.
Yeah, I remember sharing
Bionic Michael on Facebook. I'm sorry, Twitter. I remember sharing that on Twitter.
Yes.
That was a good show.
Yes.
Very good.
I'm trying to offer him and some of his connections or some of his friends who are also entrepreneurs. I'm trying to connect with them. I need me an answering service. A lot of phone calls I can't answer while I'm at work, and you know it's not easy. It's not easy. But I thank God. Mm-hmm. I thank God. Yes.
Yeah.
Better than I was before.
Yeah.
Oh, Sean. I have a guest book for next week, but he can't come on until 7:30. He was at the awards ceremony. He had a booth set up yesterday. He was the author.
Charles Hill.
Yeah. I'm going to be interviewing him next Monday at 7:30.
Oh, great. It's 7:30. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, make sure you send out your reminder, Sean, because I got an email today for tonight's show. I would love to hear it. I bought this book, too, but I have, like, about six books that I'm trying to hurry up and read. But this book looked really good.
Yeah. I only read like the first couple pages. I want to read more of it before I can interview him, so I can ask him about certain stuff.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to read some too. Before you interview him next week. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. That's gonna be nice.
But anyways, the name of his book is Black Tricknology. Is that how you say it?
P-R-I-C-K.
Black Tricknology 101.
Okay.
And tricknology.
Tricknology. T-R-I-C-K.
Tricknology.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It looks like a very interesting book.
I just started
the black community cycles and things that we face in the black community. A lot of the issues that involve urban areas. I haven't read the whole book. I just read like the synopsis in the back, and I read a little bit that he had. I think it was either on Twitter or Facebook that he had some information about the book, and I had read, and that's what made me want to, you know, get the book. So
yeah,
it looks like it's going to be a good one.
Yeah. I went over to his stand, and he explained it, and that's what made me want to buy it. Oh, that sounds interesting. So, but it's looking forward to interviewing him. So seems very. He says he's a psychologist or something. He practiced psychology or something in Philadelphia in the school system.
Uh-huh.
I believe he said.
Okay.
Yeah. So he should have an interesting perspective, at least the education system in Philadelphia. The urban communities in general, specifically Philadelphia. So I mean, can't wait to hear what he has to say. So, should be good.
Yeah.
Should be very
right.
Yeah.
Good thing.
Well. So, when did you say your next training?
Anything else is coming up? Well, I have one May 17th.
May 17th.
That is a Tuesday. Tuesday or Thursday, I believe. And it's at the United Peers of Resources of Human Development off of Midville and Ridge. That's in the East Fall section of the city.
Yeah. All right, I'm afraid that it's during the week I won't make that. But you still doing them on Saturdays?
I am still doing them on Saturdays. Like I said, we are still trying to, you know, get connected with some other places so that we can fill up our calendar. I'm just waiting.
All right. I didn't pick a specific time, but I got another interview. I'm going to see if I can get him for the week after next. He was also at the awards show. He was the gentleman. I think he won an award, too, for Winter's Award. It's in the program. It was the gentleman that had the nursing facility.
Oh, Best Care?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Brian Green.
Care.
Brian Green.
Yeah,
yeah.
Brian
Green. That was
our
sponsor.
Yeah,
Brian Green.
Yep. So I'm going to see if I can get him in the week after that. So.
Oh, wonderful.
Did have some interesting folks coming up. So, because I told him where I work in Harrisburg, and we work with nursing homes, and he knew, like, all the people I work with, those supervisors. Like, yeah, I just talk to them. So, yeah, that was pretty interesting.
So, you wanted to have him on the 2 weeks, you said, Brian Green?
Yeah, 2 weeks from now, hopefully I can get him in.
Okay.
But I got to call and confirm a time and day. So.
Yes.
See what
I hope
do.
I can hear it.
But he is definitely interested in coming on at some point.
Yeah.
Whether it's 2 weeks from now, but I'll definitely have him on within the next month.
Okay, well, I hope I can be on when he's on.
So
yeah.
Do I.
Yeah, so that's some of the things to look forward to.
Awesome.
So, Darlene, Darlene, your gold party is the 22nd, right? Friday of April?
Yes, my gold party is the 22nd. Our other Sean wasn't on when we talked about that.
I don't know
if you've heard of it, Sean. A gold party is basically... when a gold buyer comes to your party, all your friends come, you invite them like you're inviting them to a demonstration or something. But what she does is you bring all your old gold, broken chains, one earring, you missing the other, any old gold that you don't want anymore. She weighs it, and then she buys it from you based on the market price of the gold at the time when she comes. So it's a good way for you to get rid of old stuff that's sitting in the bottom of your jewelry box that you're doing absolutely nothing with, and then get paid for, you know, that old gold, and she buys it. So it's going to be a demonstration where I'm going to have some food and drinks, and Wenda's going to be there to give us a demonstration of talk about her card, her cascade card, which
right.
We talked about tonight, which is a credit card that you can put money on so you don't have to. And use so you don't have to use, you know, whatever card you might not feel comfortable about putting online or, you know,
publicly. It's a prepaid MasterCard, yes.
Prepaid MasterCard.
Darlene,
so,
did you say anything to Sandra about coming?
I think I told Sandra that we were having the gold
party.
I
wanted to check with you because I didn't know if you had a limited amount of people coming.
Yeah, so if you guys have someone that you want to come, invite them. You know, call
okay.
me. You know, y'all have my number. Email me if you don't have my number, and I'll personally send you, you know, my address. But if you want to come or you know somebody that want to come, tell them to give me a call or shoot me an email.
Yes.
All right. Cool.
Dr. Sal's wife will be there. She has handbags that she's going to be selling. So her table is set up with the handbags. Wenda will have her prepaid card. And then we're going to have food and drinks and make money.
Darlene, do you need us
to
bring any food? Excuse
no,
me, do you need us to bring any food?
You don't have to bring any food. You don't have to bring anything, Wenda. I'll have it.
Now, sometimes it just makes it nicer and easier if we always bring a little something.
Yeah. You know, you're free to bring something if you like, but no, I'll have
bring your gold.
Right.
Bring your gold. Bring
your
gold. Make some money.
Wish I could find some gold.
Yeah, I don't know if I have that.
Hey, I may have something laying around I don't even know about, but.
Yeah.
Well, I'll bring that happy spirit out of that.
It's
going
to be a fun.
I could find
fun
some gold,
Friday
but
night.
I can't think of anything I have.
A fun Friday night
fun
to
night.
Unwind. Hang out with your friends.
I'm looking forward to a fun night. And talking about a fun night, I don't know if this is the right time to ask or not. But you know, Darlene, a lot of people on the way out. We're picking up those membership forms.
Yes.
I was mm-hmm. just wondering, you're a good thinker. We want them to do more than just sign up. We want them to become interested and stay on board. Does anybody have any ideas what we can do to keep these people's interest? And you don't have to answer me tonight. If anybody can think of something, that's what my desire is. I'm glad for them to come, but I want them to stay.
Yeah, I understand. Only thing that you really can do, because everybody's lives and schedule are different as far as how much time
right.
that they can commit. Only thing we can do is continue, like you said, when we have events and we have things coming on, when Sean, he has his, you know, your storytellers coming up, when we have events, invite them out and invite them and encourage
okay.
them to participate. There's a couple business expos coming up that's already up on the meetup site. So there's several events that we're going to be having, but once we have their names, once they do start our performance
left,
in it
so.
In, try to continue to call them and get them, encourage them to get on the calls on Tuesday and participate. So they'll be in the know of what's going on, what's happening, and stay current.
Yes, I can.
But just encourage them to, you know, stay an active participant, and I think if that's what's going to benefit them the most.
Okay, guys, we got about a minute left. Got about
okay.
a minute left, Amy,
well,
before
okay.
we wrap it up.
That's it for me.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Well, thank
for
you
your
for
time.
Calling.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you both,
right.
Sean.
All right.
Sean.
Sean.
Thank
you.
Both
I'll send you that email.
All right.
Okay.
Drop
it was good hearing from all of you.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night.
Gotta stand up.